me lately, what are you doing? And I said, well, what am I doing? And I said, I'm drinking a herbal tea and taking the tea has stopped me from taking that medication. My fluids is coming off. I mean, the weight is going away. I've noticed inches, but before I even said anything to anyone, they told me, they asked what was I doing, and I said, what do you mean? They said, you're losing weight. And I'm like, I am? You know, and I thought to myself,
Are you tired of being overweight or taking pills and shots for painful arthritis, diabetes, or high blood pressure? To honor and celebrate our Black History Month, 1-800-280-3414. That number again is 1-800-280-3414. You'll receive a 60-day supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a 60-day supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs, plus shipping and processing. Nature's Formula for Healing and Cleansing Herbs are easy to use. You'll simply drink one cup of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs tea once in the morning before breakfast and once before dinner, and Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs tea just before bedtime. During this Black History Month special only, you'll also receive an additional 4-month supply of the Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and an additional 4-month supply of the Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs. This will be a total 6-month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a 6-month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs, plus shipping and processing.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Somebody say, I have to allow him. Amen. He's not going to fight you for it. Amen. God's not going to put up his duke and say, give me your life. Amen. We have to surrender to him. Tell somebody to surrender. I have to surrender my will to his will. How many know his will is good? And when we surrender our will unto his will, then we get the goodness of God. Amen. Everything is not by declaration. There are things that take place through obedience. Tell somebody, obey. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. So goodness is a result of our obedience and faith in God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to obey him, got to obey him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't go do what I want to do and expect to get God kind of results. Amen. How many know Satan couldn't do what he wanted to do? He had to put him out. Amen, somebody. Satan up there saying, you know what, I'm going to be like the Most High. You know, I'm going to raise myself up above God. God said, okay, you want to have it your way, Burger King? All right, you out of here. Just as fast as the lightning flashed from the east to the west, so fast, Jesus said, he's seen Satan fall. Amen. That's because of disobedience. Tell your neighbor, obey God, obey God, obey God. We won't get God's results from a spirit of disobedience. Amen. Amen. So God wants to bless this year. This is the year of hope and destiny. I believe God has prophetically declared it over this local assembly. But I also believe that's something going out, amen, into the church at large. This is a year of destiny. This is the year of alignment, where we begin to align ourselves with God and we begin to see God do some things because of that alignment. Amen. I think I heard Deke say during the watch night service, and I just want to say one of the greatest watch night services we've had. Give yourself a hand clap of praise for that. Amen. excellent, excellent preaching, excellent praise and worship, excellent dance ministry, one of the greatest that I have seen. But he mentioned about alignment and that the oil flows down. Amen. Most things flow down. Water flows down. Amen. Oil flows down. Amen. Grace and goodness flows down. Amen. But you'll miss it if you're out of alignment. Tell somebody I need to be in alignment. Y'all know, amen, somebody, when you're driving your car, if it's pulling to the left and pulling to the right, how many know it's out of alignment? Amen. We need to have an alignment so we'll go straight towards the destiny of God for our life. Amen, somebody. How many want to reach their destiny this year? Amen. Great segue, for we're moving into the subject this morning of fulfilling God's destiny for your life. Fulfilling God's destiny for your life. How many know God has a destiny for us? Amen. And he has a way of helping us as we yield to him to make sure we get there. Amen. Now, how many know none of us are perfect? I say none of us are perfect. Somebody say amen. But God is perfect, and he knows all things. And because he's perfect and he knows all things, when we obey him, we get to the perfect destination in him. Amen, somebody. So, folks, in our attention first on the text, Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at verse number 1. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 1, and we'll read through verse number 11. And I kind of want to talk more this morning than I do want to preach and proclaim, more of a prophetic talking, prophetic speaking to your spirit, to your destiny, to your heart. What God intends for us this year. But in Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at verse number 1, amen, if you have it, somebody say amen. He says here, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives. And pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. That's a very powerful principle, but that's not my point this morning. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets, your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Verse number 11 from the New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Everybody say hope and destiny. Amen. So this is our text, foundational text for this morning, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, where God says, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have for you to give you hope and destiny, to give you hope and future. Now, here is the backdrop of this story. You have Jeremiah, who they call the weeping prophet, and rightfully so. I'd weep, too, if I was prophesying a message that people didn't want to hear, number one. And number two, it was a difficult message to prophesy. Because when everybody was saying, no, you need to fight against Babylon, resist Nebuchadnezzar, here is Jeremiah the prophet hearing from God saying, no, you need to get captured. You need to let Nebuchadnezzar take you back to his land, because this is ordained because of your obedience. The children of Israel knew they couldn't go around worshiping idols and doing whatever they wanted to do and not expect God to judge them. So now was a time of judgment, but yet there were prophets and dreams they were having for themselves saying, it's going to be all right. Listen, you will never get away with continual sin. There has to be judgment for sin. So God is sending Jeremiah by himself. They're upset with Jeremiah. They put him in a cistern. They're saying he's out of his mind, and Jeremiah is weeping. Why? One, he's weeping for their condition. He's weeping because he wants to see God's will done. He's weeping because they're coming against him. But yet he says there is a redemptive promise that God has for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you. See, after 70 years, there was going to be exchange in the governmental powers. There was going to be another kingdom that would take over. And eventually, Darius would come to the throne, and they would begin to rebuild again. God knew this, but they did not. So he says, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts I think towards you. I'm going to give you destiny, and I'm going to give you hope. Tell your neighbor, say, destiny and hope. It's yours in 2019. God says, I know the plans I have for you. There's hope for you. But listen, you have to do it in his plan, his way, and his will. See, God could say that because he knew after they went through the suffering, they were going to repent. A lot of times people don't realize when you go through hard times hard enough and you do the right thing, when you go through the hard times, you turn to God instead of turning to more of the world, then God says, I knew you was going to do that. Here comes my blessing. I knew you was going to do that. Now you're moving towards the destiny I have for you. I knew you were going to do that. Now you have hope. But there's no hope in evil. There's no hope in worldliness. There's only hope in Jesus. There's only hope in holiness. And when we do it God's way, we have hope and destiny. Somebody say amen. So when you look at the term destiny, it is defined in the Cambridge Dictionary as the particular state of a person or thing in the future. Tell somebody my future looks bright. See, I'm helping you prophesy this morning. Amen. The particular state of a person or thing in the future. Considered as resulting from earlier events. How many know what's going to take place in our future has a lot to do with what we're doing right now? I need to say that again. What's going to take place in our future has a lot to do with what we're doing right now. The decisions we're making right now, the decision to pray right now is going to affect your future. The decision we talked about of giving is going to affect your future. Our decision of who to forgive and who not to forgive is going to affect our future. Everything concerning your destiny is considered or affected by your right now. And you think about the term prophecy or a prophetic word. The Holman Bible Dictionary defines prophecy, watch this now, as reception and declaration of a word from the Lord through a direct prompting of the Holy Spirit and the human instrument thereof. In other words, all a prophetic word is something inspired by God from God to you. Amen. So when a prophetic word is given, what do you do with the prophetic word that comes? This is a prophetic word this morning. This is your year of hope and destiny. Amen. So we find in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that God has good plans for us. Say, he has good plans for me. So if anybody start talking about negative stuff and plans that are not in alignment, you say, no, he got good plans for me. Amen. He have plans to prosper me, plans to give me an expected end. Now, we're not just preaching hocus pocus. Amen. We're preaching you need to be in alignment with God. Amen. Now, you can't go around talking about good plans, but you living like the devil. Y'all ain't going to say amen. Amen. You got to serve God. You got to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. But he says, when you do this, I have an expected end for you. See, he said, Israel, I already know what's going to take place. I know you're going to go through this suffering. You're going to go through these hard times, but you're going to turn back to me. And because I know your destiny, I know you're going to turn back, and I got a destiny and a hope for you based on that foreknowledge. Now, we're going to get to foreknowledge in a minute. Amen. So he has good plans for us. Tell somebody good plans. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is the year of good plans for me. There's good things God's doing for me this year. Good plans. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. Amen. We have to build the case this morning.